Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. Right off of Highway 90 at exit 367 in Big Timber, next to the town pump is a hidden gem, the Taste of Siberia. Out of the white food truck tucked off to the side of the massive retail space and gas pumps is where Elena Mathias cooks up food from her native home of Siberia. Piroshkis, chuburiks, pelmenis, and borscht, along with pigs and brats in a blanket, are the homemade, made-from-scratch delights being created in this intimate space with alfresco dining.
I was born and raised in eastern Siberia, in Buryatia, near to Lake Baikal, the deepest and oldest lake in the world. Siberia, it's a very big country, and Buryatia, where I was born, it's like in south of eastern Siberia. It's close to Mongolia and China. And there are so many different nationalities, like Buryats, like Tatar, and people from Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, so many different nationalities.
Then in 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed, leading to economic and political challenges. It was formally dissolved and ceased to exist as a sovereign state.
Life became very difficult, and the teachers went unpaid for a long time, even for years. And then during this time, my husband passed away, and I was left with two children alone, raising them.
And in making sure her family was taken care of, Yelena made the hard decision to make a career change.
I left my teaching and start my own little business, and I was traveled to Manchuria, China, every month and buying goods and bringing back home and selling in local market. That's how we survived.
Then years later, Yelena's fate led her to make a connection to the United States.
In 1998, our principal of the school where I used to work, and she traveled with three students to America, to United States, to Montana, and through RIP international program, student exchange. She met an agriculture teacher in Millstone, Gary Mathias.
Unbeknownst to her at the time, Gary Mathias would change the course of her life.
And he helped the Russian students to adapt to American schools and experience local life. And then he was invited to visit Russia. So he came to Russia in the summer, in June, and how we met. And then after that, he started coming every year, and so how our relationship grew. And in 2001, we married in Moscow. And then in 2003, I moved with two children to the United States.
The family moved to Millstone in eastern Montana, a town established in 1908 as a base for operating crews on the Chicago-Milwaukee-St. Paul and Pacific Railroad, then under construction in Montana. The railroad was abandoned in 1980, but Millstone continued to serve as a center for farmers and ranchers. The town received its name from the Associated Press reporter Melvin Stone. Here, the Mathias family lived for a year.
And then we moved to North Dakota, a partial little Indian reservation, and my husband worked in a school. And after 1 year, we moved to Big Timber in 2005. And he was working since 2005 as an agriculture teacher in high school.
While Gary continued his teaching career, Yelena found employment in the culinary world.
I worked at Grand Hotel and Restaurant for a few years where I learned how to cook American food. And then I worked at Sweetgrass County High School for 17 years where I got valuable experience in cooking and food serving.
With all the experience and knowledge she gained from working in these kitchens, she made the decision to venture out on her own.
And then I decided to quit my job and start some my own business because I always loved cooking and baking. And deep inside, I always care for my piece of my home, my tradition, my culture, and my food, making traditional Russian food like pelmeni, borscht, and piroshkis.
She chose to highlight the pelmenis, borscht, and piroshkis in a food truck. To learn what she needed for success in this restaurant on wheels, she ventured west.
So I started in Oregon, in Portland. That summer I was babysitting with my granddaughter. And because of Portland, it's very famous for food carts. There are so many food carts. And then I decided to open food cart, and I was start looking for what food cart I want, and then I found it, and then I looking for a location, and I found a very good location. It was bar, Chill and Feel, and there was like 9 food carts, and I was 10th food cart. And I worked during winter from November till March.
The Chill and Feel, started by Steve Cooper and Paul Moglia, is still Portland's premier growler shop, featuring 30 rotating taps of craft beer, wine, cider, and kombucha. Having food trucks on the premises is the perfect partnership. There, Yelena gained invaluable knowledge, crediting Steve for teaching her how to outfit and run a food truck.
Yeah, so he helped me a lot about how to set up this food cart. About my food cart, and because it's plumbing, and it's not easy for me, for women, but to do all plumbing and just follow all these requirements, food cart, it for me it was very difficult, and he helped me a lot. Did everything like it's supposed to be, right? So, and he helped me with my business, and also he taught me about all this stuff, how to like use pagers.
From October of 2023 to the spring of the following year, Yelena worked in Portland. She had the opportunity to learn in a city that started the food truck culture and made it flourish. She brought the knowledge she learned back to the Big Timber in May of 2024.
Because I was working by myself, it was a little hard to do everything by myself, to go like shopping and cleaning and everything, and traffic in Portland, it's very busy. And then I decided to come back home.
She relocated her trailer to a spot in the Town Pump gas station parking lot right off Highway 90 at exit 367.
It's a very good location because it's traffic, and here is many truck drivers, Russian truck drivers, drive through from all over former Soviet Union. It's from Ukraine, from Moldova, from Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, and of course tourists. And there is so many Russian communities like in Vilnius, in Bozeman. And so I thought that this location will be very good for people who travel.
She credits a friend who gave her the heads up to put her food truck at this 24-hour travel center with fuel, food, and space for large vehicles.
I have my friend Melissa. She works in Janet's Spa and Salon, and she does manicure, pedicure, and she actually gave me this idea. And she said, you open food cart and put here. It's a very good location. Thanks to her, so I this was a good idea.
So Yelena placed her cart adjacent to the large Town Pump retail gas operation on one side and her friend's beauty salon on the other. Here, in her 16x8 trailer, she does all her preparation and business. With service from 11 to 7 from Wednesdays to Sundays, Yelena is at the truck many hours before to prep her handmade food. Her dough is perhaps the backbone of her business.
I make my dough every morning. It's fresh dough. It's half water and half milk. And then I put butter and a little bit eggs, a little bit sugar and salt and yeast. So I use this, my yeast dough, for everything, for my pierogies, for pigeon blankets, bratzen blanket, and goulash.
So where did Yelena learn how to make these Siberian staples?
My mother-in-law, she taught me how to make pierogies and Russian like sweet rolls. And she used to work in school kitchen cafeteria, and she was very amazing cook. And so she taught me how to make pierogies, how to make dough. So I'm very happy, thankful to her.
So what is a pierogi, the popular comfort and street food?
Pierogies, it's a little pies with different kind of fillings. There is a savory and sweet. But I make pierogies with cabbage, carrot and onions, egg and cheese, rice and green onion. And third one, it's a pierogi with meat and cheese and little rice.
Along with the more traditional ingredients, Yelena does add some extra goodness, cheese.
I use mozzarella, cheddar jack cheese, and cheddar cheese.
And why did Yelena opt to add the ingredient found in European and American dishes?
Traditionally, people don't use so much, but here I thought it's a little bit add more flavor.
Yelena also decided to add more flavor in another way, along with the cheese to her pierogies. She also offers sauces that are not traditional in her food culture. This was suggested by her mentor, Steve Cooper, who had helped her get started in her food truck business.
Because in Russia, we don't use any sauces. Just we do like pierogi with cabbage we eat, and meat and cheese we eat, egg and cheese. But he said, you need something like sauce. Americans love sauces. You need to create some sauce. And so I just bought this ketchup mustard for like vegan blankets and the brats in the blanket. Always people like to use some ketchup and mustard.
How many of these fluffy dough, large palm-sized pierogies does Yelena make every day?
Probably around like about 50 maybe pierogies. And then I make also chuburek. Chuburek is another like beef turnover.
Chuburek is another fried turnover like the pierogi, but it is much flatter and larger. It is filled with ground beef and onions, but the dough is rolled out and folded in the shape of a half moon crescent, much like a mini calzone. One of my favorites at the Taste of Siberia are the pelmenis, as they remind me of the wontons and potstickers from my Chinese culture. The pelmenis are made with unleavened dough, much like the wrap for potstickers. Yelena serves her 12 dumplings in a rich broth.
So that pelmeni is beef dumplings. It comes with broth and sour cream and with dill. It's a very popular dish in Russia. It's very comfort food, especially when in winter time or when it's cold. So people in the holidays, they get together and make them pelmenis. And it's very favorite food in Russian homes. Pelmeni, it's very easy ingredients, but it's very flavorful.
Flavorful and filled with comfort. Yelena makes the dough with flour, eggs, and water. After mixing and kneading the dough, she cuts out the rounds. The rounds are filled with meat, folded over, and then pinched together into a ring shape, much like tortellinis.
Dough, it's just a simple water and eggs and salt. And I make broth. It's like a little bit chicken base, just to give a little flavor. And then all seasonings and salt, pepper and seasonings. So when it cooks, of course, it makes all flavor comes to the broth. And filling, it's very simple. It's just beef, salt, and pepper. A little bit of water on top. But you can mix with beef and pork. But I have customers, they don't eat pork.
The dumplings come with the dill sour cream sauce. The sauce can be stirred into the broth.
But I like to dip them in sour cream. And it makes more flavorful.
Another unique dish offered the Taste of Siberia is the soup with a deep fuchsia color made with beets.
Borscht, it's vegetable beet beef soup. We serve hot, warm. I buy beef stew and also use beef bones. First, I put in water my meat and like bones, and they will cook and boil probably for an hour probably. And then I sauteed my vegetables like carrots, onions, and I put them in the broth. And I do peeled potatoes and cabbage. And sauteed my cabbage with tomato paste, onions and garlic and little put vinegar. And after that, when it's my meat, it's almost ready. And I have to cook for a long time because they have to get a little tender, soft. And I will put my cabbage and potatoes, and they will cook about 30 minutes. Then after, when it ends, like after maybe 2 hours, I will put my last thing, it's my beets. It's already shredded beets and put my all seasonings and the parsley, dill. Dill gives a very good flavor, and salt, pepper, and bay leaves.
Yelena's 16-by-8-foot food truck is immaculate. The setup in this very small space has everything she needs to create flavorful food and adhere to health codes.
So I have 3 compartments sink here. So we have, in first sink we have to wash and then rinse and sanitize. And I have this hand washing station, and this is hot water.
It's an instant hot water.
Yeah, it's hot water. So here is my oven and the burners.
Okay, it's a six burner stove,
six
right?
Six burner stove, yeah. And my refrigerator where I keep all my stuff. And so here is a fryer. I couldn't use it, a small fryer, because people use for making French fries, but this one, it's a little bigger, and it's perfect for making pierogies, because sometimes there are so many orders and there is no place to fry. That is why this is just perfect for my pierogies.
And then what kind of oil do you use?
I use canola oil. So here is my dough mixer, and I usually make every day like 10 cups of dough. And so here is my freezer and my little refrigerator. Though it's raising, and all this my peppers where I put my to go. And here is my table.
The table is where she rolls out her dough and makes her dumplings, just opposite the refrigerator and fryer. It is right next to the window that she has graced with scalloped linen curtains. The curtains are a personal touch, along with a drawing made by Claudia, with a note on the bottom corner that says, "Thank you for the yummy food." The picture with a bunch of orange and red flowers tied with a red ribbon and adorned with hearts reminds Yelena of how she brings flavors to others.
This is from a little girl from Portland, and she used to come with her mom, and she loved pelmeni and the egg and cheese pierogies. And then when I was leaving Portland, and she brought me this.
Her order window is right next to the curtained window at the top end of the truck. Here she has a box of pagers. After Yelena takes a customer's order, she hands them a pager. The customer can wait at the picnic benches right in front of her truck or go into the gas station store to pick up more to drink or eat.
When a customer comes, I will give them numbers, and when it's ready, food is ready, I will just beep, call them.
As we are talking to Yelena, her husband Gary pops in. He stops by often to check in on her to see if she needs anything. The two got married in Moscow in 2001 to move to the United States in 2003, settling at first in Millstone, Montana.
Originally from North Dakota. And I moved to Montana in 1986 and went to Montana State University. And at that time, I'd already been to Russia a few times. And I got started with the guy from REAP. So it was a youth exchange thing, and he asked me if I wanted to go over there, and I did. And so that's that. The part of Siberia where Lena's from is, first time I got off the plane there, I thought it was Montana. You got mountains in the background, you got the pasture, what they call the steppes. And then you go one direction or another, you get into mountains, rivers, lakes. Northern Siberia is a totally different place, but yeah, right where she's from, yeah, it's just like being here.
Gary continues to teach agricultural classes at the Sweetgrass County High School in Big Timber, but when he's not there...
I'm the bull in the china closet here, so I just stop by and say hi, see what's going. And a lot of times she'll call me if she forgets something, I'll bring it up. So, but yeah, I'm just kind of a gopher.
After Gary leaves to go have lunch with friends, we stand by Yelena as she starts making pierogies. By her workspace, she has containers brimming with prepared filling ready for her to scoop out. Her dough is already portioned out into balls, and that dough is soft and pliable, easy to manipulate, yet sturdy enough to hold all the generous filling she puts in them. She carefully weighs out the amount of goodness she puts in each pierogi, making sure she is consistent with what she serves each customer.
Yeah, it's lots of fillings. Here is about 30 grams, which is about 8 ounces.
Yelena holds a dumpling in her hands and pinches the edges together to place the completed treat onto a rack.
I have three different kind of pierogies. So first one with cabbage, and second one is with meat and cheese, and has a little bit of rice also.
Yeah, so you're measuring, weighing that out. That dough is just super wonderful because it's very soft and it just pulls together without breaking.
Yeah, to pinch together, very good. And then I put like blue toothpick, because when I fry them, I don't know which one
No, I love it. So you identify them with these toothpicks. So that's how you know what's in there.
Yeah, it's blue with blue toothpick, it's meat and cheese. And then third piroshki is with egg and cheese.
Oh, that one, I'd love to know what's in the center, because when you say egg, is it a hard-boiled egg or what goes in?
It's hard-boiled eggs, and I mix with little green onion and rice and cheese.
Wow, so in general, do you have most of these made as I'm standing out there, or do you make them as we go during the day?
When I open my food truck, I make ahead of time, and then when I will make as I get order.
Wow, made to order. I love it.
Yeah, that is why they stay fresh and hot.
There is nothing better than a piroshki that is fresh and hot. The egg and cheese piroshki from the Taste of Siberia is the vegetarian option and also as hearty as the meat choices.
You pre-boiled the eggs and then you cut them all up.
Cut them all up and chop green onions and mix with cheese and rice. I cook also rice and then mix them all together.
Yeah, it's a super hearty non-meat option.
Yeah, customers love because everything is made fresh.
It's beautiful. And then that gets the orange toothpick.
The true success to Yelena's dumplings is her dough. It is a dough that is easy for her to work with and yet holds the beyond generous filling she puts in. The dumpling needs to stay intact when it fries, so none of the filling escapes.
The magic really is your dough.
Many people make dough just use water, salt, and yeast, like bread dough. But I like put more like butter, eggs, and little sugar and make more flavorful, like more like a sweet roll dough.
Yeah, but it's the perfect pairing for all your savory fillings.
Yeah, and everybody likes the dough, the taste of dough.
Once the temperature of the oil comes to 350 degrees, the piroshkis are dropped into the oil to cook.
So after you put each one in, you set the timer.
Yeah, timer. And then in the middle of like 7 minutes and 3.5 minutes, I have to turn it.
Then on the gas burner in a pot, she starts boiling the broth for making pelmenis.
I make pelmeni ahead of time and freeze them. And here it is. This is frozen.
Do you cut the dough out with a cookie cutter?
Yes, I use a special, like, this one, but this is big, like, small.
Okay, so you use a cookie cutter to cut the dough. Okay.
And I use like eggs, like farm fresh eggs, and that is why it's this little yellow color.
So is that broth that you cook it up in, or?
Yeah, it's broth, yeah.
Okay.
It's a little bit noisy.
During the summer when it gets really hot, it must get really hot in here.
Yeah, it gets hot, like sometimes 100 degrees.
That's hot.
Really hot.
On this spring day, it is a comfortable temperature in the truck and the heat is welcomed. As the piroshkis fry in the fryer and broth boils.
Super generous. So you have 12 pelmenis.
Yeah, 12 pelmenis. So, and I try to make them a little bigger, about like a half pound for per order.
No, I love it because you use the broth to boil it. A lot of times, for instance, like wonton dumplings, it's just water.
Yeah.
And how long do they boil for?
So they will boil about 6-7 minutes. Because for many it's frozen, it takes a little longer. But if it's fresh, probably would be like 4-5 minutes or something.
So what you do is the broth, you even add fresh dill to the boiling broth.
Yeah, I can put
put a little bit of dill.
Yeah, I love the smell. Is dill a traditional herb that's used in Siberia?
Yeah, it's very popular in Siberia, dill. And serve with sour cream and the dill inside. It's gonna fry it.
Okay. Yes. So it takes about 5 minutes.
In the fryer, Yelena is frying up chuburek, her husband's favorite.
Okay. So this is dough chuburek I made with milk, butter, and salt.
And then you just fry it up.
Fry it up.
And then how do we eat it?
So my husband likes with ketchup. Some people like with hot sauce.
The chuburek reminds me of a hamburger that is eaten between a toasted, squished bun. And probably why many people like Yelena's husband enjoy this with ketchup and mustard. Once everything is cooked up, the treats are wrapped up and placed in a plastic bag. Yelena activates the pager for the customer to come pick up the order. Yelena sends me back to Billings with pierogies, a chuburek, and pelmenis.
I'm closed Monday and Tuesdays and work Wednesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That's a long time, actually. That's a long day.
Yeah, I come here about 8 o'clock in the morning, but sometimes it's like I have to make borscht. I will come like 7 o'clock in the morning. Then I work until 7 and then cleaning and all. It takes about like until 8 o'clock in the evening, so.
Yelena Mathias operates her food truck from about April to the end of October, depending on the weather.
I love cooking and baking, and that is why I decided to open food cart and share my food from my country.
And we are glad that Yelena Mathias is sharing her food out of her food truck, The Taste of Siberia. For 8 hours a day, from Wednesdays to Sundays, she sells homemade food from her Siberian heritage. At the massive town pump right off of Highway 90 in Big Timber, The Taste of Siberia is still a hidden gem. Many thanks to Yelena Mathias for talking to me and to Gary for coming by. Music for Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region, has been provided by Parker Brown. I am grateful to you listeners for your continual support. For Yellowstone Public Radio, a rare medium well done, I'm Stella Fong.